This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with our good friends from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now. Telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, you're going to have the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Starbucks. Don't forget also at Klaus Financial, we give them a call at 442-5637. It's not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their numbers, 442-5637. Joined in studio this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Great to see you, CJ. How are you doing today, Malia?
Very good. Excited about the new year.
Yes. And it's a beautiful day out, although apparently things are going to be changing a little bit later today. But we'll definitely take this warm weather. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to be talking about, of course, the new year, as Malia, as you point out there. Before we get rocking and rolling, I mentioned a little earlier the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do a new one this week. But let's look back real quick on last week's question and get the question as well as the answer.
Yes. So thank you again for everybody who listens to the program and calls in. We have fun with these, and we like giving away the little $25 gift cards, and yes, we include one of our Klaus water bottles with it. So thank you to our consistent listeners who call in. Last week's question was, when Social Security computes your benefit, how many years of earnings do they use in their calculation? And some people thought the answer to that was 10 years. That's not true, because that's what it takes to qualify. But what they use for the calculation is they take into account your 35 highest earning years and then adjust that for inflation. So there you go. That was the answer, 35 years.
And you're going to want to listen, as always, closely to this week's program, because typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, again, joining us this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Kicking off the new year, and of course, everybody's talking about resolutions. And a big one is, of course, personal financial resolutions when it comes to the new year. What, you know, when it comes to kind of making those changes and making those adjustments, where should people be looking? What are some of those key areas?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, I do realize it's January 11th, and maybe some people have already gotten rid of their resolutions.
It's a good time to start number two, yes.
Yeah, and I was at the gym last night, and I'm telling you, that gym's never been more busy than last night. So I'm hoping those drop off soon. But when it comes to your financial resolutions, this is something we like to bring up probably on a quarterly basis, to be honest, just to have our clients kind of start checking into what moves they've made and need to get back on track doing, because as we all know, life happens, the water heater breaks, your child needs braces, someone's going to college, just things happen, and we do need to get back on track from time to time. So it is kind of nice at the beginning of the year to take a look at and assess some things, one of which, of course, is debt. How much do you have? And obviously what we're looking at is hoping to erase your debt, eradicate it as quickly as possible so you can do a better job consistently putting away for retirement. So we need to look at how expensive is the debt that you're carrying. You know, we always start with the mortgage. What's the interest rate that you're currently carrying on your loan? And if it's too high as compared to what we're seeing out in the marketplace, then maybe it's time for a refinance. We need to at least consider that. Just a couple years ago, I honestly had someone come in and they still had an 8% mortgage rate.
Ooh.
And that was 2 years ago. And the reason they still had an 8% is because they got busy with life and didn't really keep up with what interest rates had been doing. So there's some simple ways sometimes to take care of some better management of debt, and that's what we like to look at. We look at also the student loan debt you might carry. Is there a reason to possibly consolidate that and bring the rate to something that's going to be a little better for you? and also your credit card debt. So everybody after the holidays tends to have maybe spent a little bit more. The economy appreciates that, but your future retirement might not. So that credit card debt can get really, really out of control. So again, we need to look at what sources of debt do you have and how we can do a better job with that. And finally, we need to have a budget. And a budget is not a bad word. A budget is something that we get to look at every month. How are we spending our money and where can we better allocate that? So the most successful people as they enter retirement truly have kind of stuck to a budget. And when they get off kilter, they get back to their budget. So we would suggest you go online, download an app if you don't have one, like Mint or there's Wally or You Need a Budget, something that can maybe help you stick to a budget. Every day you put in your information of how much you've spent, and it really is a surprise, and it's not always a bad surprise, but where you can see your money is going. So starting off with a budget, making sure you got debt under control, and finally looking at your retirement accounts. So your retirement accounts are something we'd like you to be putting away approximately 10% or more every year to. And this year, we do have some positive news. The IRS is allowing us to put away some extra money into our 401k and our 403b at work, our retirement account. So you can put up to $18,500. So actually, this is really great because you're going to have $500 more that you're allowed to put away. That's going to grow tax deferred. So anytime they increase our ability to grow additional retirement accounts tax deferred, that's a good thing, and you should take advantage of it. So $18,500 is the new amount for 2018.
What about catch-up limits? Have those changed, or are they still?
Those do not change. So can't have everything, Sean. One thing, but we're still happy. So IRAs are remaining the same, but just know about your 401k and 403b contribution.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. The telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. You can also call us toll-free at 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's not going to cost you anything for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. Get on the air. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget to find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ likes to describe it as that kick of the tires appointment. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Guys, by the way, I thought of you yesterday. I was watching Good Morning America, and they were doing that some financial stuff on the show, and they were quizzing people in the audience, and one of the questions was, what percentage or how much should you be putting away for retirement? And they said a minimum, and everybody wrote down 10%. And I thought, you know, Malia and CJ would be very proud of this audience at Good Morning America. When I saw that, I thought that is awesome. And it's as we talked about in the last segment, that is, you know, kind of that starting point where people should be looking. Let's talk about just kind of general savings and some adjustments we might want to be making there as well.
Yeah, so this is important when we're thinking through, again, New Year's resolutions and trying to get on top of our finances. You know, simple things come up, like how much should I have in a savings account? What about an emergency reserve? And this is critical. We view this as the building blocks of financial planning. It's hard to build a home without a strong, solid foundation, right? And one of those foundational items would be your emergency reserve. So start simple. As a matter of fact, Dave Ramsey has some fantastic resources on this. We think he's kind of the king of building strong, stable foundations. I know some people do or don't like his approach to things, but that's different. So, you know, Dave Ramsey will talk about start with $1,000 and then after that $1,000, start paying down your high interest debt. And once you get rid of your high interest debt and have that $1,000 remaining, then you can move on to increasing 401k contributions. In general, though, we think you should have 3 to 6 months of an emergency reserve built in your savings account. That's the long-term goal. If you have a bunch of high-interest debt, we don't want you to put the cart before the horse, right? So some people say, oh, I get it. I'll have 6 months of an emergency reserve, and then I'll start paying off my credit card debts that are at 25%. No. You want to have something in a savings account just for small emergencies, but you want to pretty quickly start tackling those high-interest debts. And then, yeah, we believe that the key to long-term saving strategies is paying yourself first. Now, let me define what I mean by that. It simply means when money hits your checking account, immediately move it to the desired savings locations, and then you live off of the residual. Okay? That's different than money hits your checking account, spend, and then whatever is left over, we save. Right? That's very different. I even had a client, and it warmed my heart. He said to me, CJ, you know, you've helped us. We earn a ton of money. They're epic employees, right? We earn a ton of money, and, you know, like $2,000 a month goes over here when we're maxing out our 401k plans, but I don't feel that wealthy. Like, I can't, like, spend tons and tons and tons of money on all the other stuff. And I said, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. And he,
that's
by
not
the
what
way,
he wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, he kind of agreed. He's like, I know. And the funny thing is their net worth is doubling and tripling and they're going to be able to retire early. And so they're doing this delayed gratification, right? Mm-hmm. They're focusing on saving first, living off of the residual. So I just encourage you all, make that one of your New Year's resolutions to save first and then live off of the rest.
Let's talk about some people, you know, some of us don't have a lot in savings. What should, you know, kind of how should we attack that then?
Yeah. So again, start with something small. If you have high interest debt, like $1,000, $2,000, then pay down that high interest debt. The long-term target is about 6 months of your emergency reserve. And then again, as Malia was mentioning earlier, budget. I know this is scary to people, but it's really not that complicated. Mm-hmm. Budgeting is to say, hey, first I've got to identify where my money is going. And then once I know where it's going by category, then I need to build a budget around each category. And this is why Dave Ramsey also says, you know, use a cash system initially because it's hard to overspend on cash, right? When you're out, you're out. Whereas if you're using credit cards, it's easy to overspend. So start simple, build out a budget, put some money in savings. You'll be better for it in the long run.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk about what you guys specialize in and retirement, of course. What about kind of as this new year rolls in, starting to look at maybe a retirement date and start planning for that retirement date? What should people be doing there?
Exactly. You know, and it's something that if you're 20 years old, maybe this doesn't apply today.
Oh, but it should, though.
But it should. But what we're talking about is getting a little more serious. You know, even if you're 10 years out from retirement, just kind of, you can always change that retirement timeline. But just looking at what things do I need to get in place now so that 10 years from now I'm in a better position. So that could easily be a refinance of your house, for example. Maybe you took out a 30-year, but you could adjust it to a 10-year or something like that to make sure that these debts are going to be paid. So, you know, I feel like we're always reflecting back to debt. It really is something that cripples people in retirement. So the sooner we can eradicate that, the better. But if we can identify approximately what year might we be looking at retiring, that's going to give us time to plan. So what we're looking at is what is your retirement income going to look like? We've talked about that on the show many times. What are your sources going to be? You're probably going to have Social Security, and we can estimate what your benefit's going to be if you go to SSA.gov at different ages, what is projected to be at this point. So, you know, even at 10 years, you can start that planning. At 5 years, we're really getting closer to feeling like these are the real numbers and, you know, looking at additional contributions every year, the catch-up and everything else to make sure that you're maximizing. We're looking at what can you pull from your investable accounts and recommended probably in the neighborhood of 4% if you're retiring at a normal retirement age, which is probably 62 to 65 for a lot of folks. And looking at, you know, other options, again, depends on how your age and how many years out, but, you know, does your 401k at work offer a Roth option instead of a traditional option? You know, if you're 10 years out, it could make sense. It depends what tax bracket you're going to be in retirement. So the final thing I want to mention is if your employer is offering you a match and you're not contributing to it, we seem to, you know, harp on this constantly here on the show, but it's true. I met someone again this week, and their employer's been offering them a 5% match, and they've been there, I think, 7 years, and they've never taken advantage of it. And it's just free money. We don't want to give away free money. So we want to make sure that we're putting money in to get the match that's offered, and obviously even more than that. But don't be afraid of participating in your employer's plan, because they're offering something up really good that's going to help your future retirement. So these are things to do today, and make sure that you're taking note of those.
Yeah, that's an amazing extra benefit, especially you mentioned 7 years. Start thinking, oh my goodness, all that money lost. And then, of course, looking at where the markets have been going, it's like, oh my gosh, the kind of money. But it's never too late.
No, it's not.
But you definitely take advantage of it. Great information as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment as well, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We will also talk about the investments you choose for those retirement accounts. Do they make a difference? How can they make a difference? And we'll talk a little bit about the importance of working with a qualified financial planner. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We are joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website. Great website, a lot of great information, KlossFinancial.com. You can sign up from the website for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter once a week. I get mine each and every Wednesday. It's a nice little snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Again, just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. You can also learn about some of the different divisions at Kloss Financial, three separate divisions offering some great services there. Of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. It's not going to cost you anything for the initial get-to-know-you appointment, kick of the tires at Kloss Financial. Also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Let's talk as we're kind of doing New Year's resolutions, and it's also a great time as we're talking financial resolutions. We're probably going through a lot of statements and getting a lot of information. A lot of us are starting to look kind of those retirement accounts. We're going, does it really make a difference as far as investments, and can it make a difference? What's the importance there? What do people need to be looking for when they're looking through those numbers and looking for what they're getting out of it?
Yeah, so employers have tried to get a little bit smarter with this in terms of the offerings they give to employees, because fun little fact here, about 60 to 70% of participants in 401ks never move their money outside of what's called the QDRA, Qualified Default Investment Alternative or something like that. Meaning people don't care enough to actually build their own allocation, or don't know how to do it, or don't have somebody they trust to do it for them. And so they just leave it in the QDIA, which is okay, except for the QDIA used to be money market funds, right? It used to just be, hey, we're going to start you off in something. You have to choose your allocation. The problem was later on, people were never participating in the market. So now these QDIAs have become like target date funds. So many people, if you log into your 401k plan and it says the Vanguard 2040 fund or the T. Rowe Price 2050 fund, that probably means you never chose anything and they defaulted you into something. Now, good news is that's better than the old defaults. At least you're going to be in something that can grow for you. Mm-hmm. Bad news is that may or may not be what matches your risk tolerance, right? I've met some 25, 30-year-olds that do not believe in the stock market at all and yet are 100% invested in stock inside of their 401k. And I'm scratching my head saying, if you don't believe in the stock market, you probably shouldn't be all aggressive. So the point being, just educate yourself a little bit. Some people choose to hire people like us to help them with that. Other people choose to do it on their own. I really don't care. The point is just to say, at least be evaluating those investment options, especially when you get closer to retirement. That is the key here, because now you're running out of time to go through massive amounts of volatility. So do yourself a favor, especially as you approach a five-year window to retirement, consider taking a deep look at it yourself or hiring a retirement specialist to help you.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn all about Kloss Financial from the website. You can also listen to this as well as previous program podcasts, as well as, of course, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number, and also because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize. It's a fantastic one, as always. This week, a $25 gift card for Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2018, how much can a person add into their 401k or 403b retirement accounts? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Starbucks. Don't forget as well, that is the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you two have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.